Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
In the middle of the Ohio River, visible from I-65 and Louisville's Portland neighborhood, is a tiny island called Shippingport. You can drive to the base of the island, but you'll be met with an array of no trespassing signs and wire gates. And Curious Louisville listener Ruby Fields wanted to know what was behind them. Here's WFPL's Ashley Stevens.
Over the past month, Curious Louisville listeners have voted on which question they wanted most to hear answered next. And the winner was pretty clear, with 34% of the votes.
The question was, what is on Shippingport Island?
That's Lisa Gillespie.
I'm the healthcare reporter and sort of science reporter at WFPL.
Lisa ventured to the island, which you can see in the middle of the Ohio River from I-65, to find out the answer. But first, she had to cross a few bridges from Louisville's Portland neighborhood and get through security.
I toured the island with Lisa Freeman.
I'm the park manager for the Corps of Engineers.
Shippingport now feels largely abandoned. To answer the original curious question of what's on it, not much. It's partially a wild tangle of foliage and partly industrial, which makes sense since it's largely owned by the Army Corps of Engineers and LG&E. But in the 1800s, Shippingport was booming. At the time, Shippingport Island was still Shippingport Peninsula, jutting out from the southern banks of the Ohio River. And the natural obstruction of the falls of the Ohio River, with its exposed fossil beds, allowed Shippingport to prosper.
Shippingport was kind of at the lower end of the falls, and so if boats were coming downstream, they would stop at Louisville, either wait or hire on a captain that had knowledge, a pilot, to go across the falls when it was high.
These boats would then continue their travel from Portland Wharf, as it was below the falls. By 1820, more than 500 people lived in the city of Shippingport. But the construction of the Louisville and Portland Canal transformed the town into a man-made island. Over the century, businesses and families left, and it was flooded several times over.
By river up.
So we're going onto a gravel road.
Mm-hmm. So this road goes all the way out to Shippingport. So back that way would have been where the town of Shippingport was, the main part anyway.
Is there, like, any remnants of that at all?
Not that you can see.
People lived on Shippingport Island until 1958, but at that point, the decision was made to add another lock chamber to the current lock and dam structure. They also widened the man-made canal from 200 feet to 500 feet, cutting even more into the island.
The Corps of Engineers purchased all the remaining private property on the island. Everybody left by July 1958. So not only did it change the way the island looked by, you know, digging out, making the canal wider and digging that surge basin, but they also took quite a bit of the fill material from those areas that they dug out and placed it on the island.
It's 200 acres, and now there's a repair station and the office for the locks, and then half of it is a wildlife sanctuary where there's a bald eagle nest, I was told, and various birds.
The black-crowned night herons, egrets, have migrated south for the winter, but the turkey will stay year-round.
Bunnies and stuff, and there's a really great view of Louisville and the skyline, which is pretty striking, which I'm sure nobody ever sees because you can't get over there.
This Curious Louisville question was answered by Lisa Gillespie, and it was produced by me, Ashley Stevens.
You can ask a question of your own at CuriousLouisville.org.